Hello everyone. We are talking about a different subject. It's about more soft power and the cultural role of the Museum of Islamic Art in Doha. The Museum of Islamic Art was opened in 2008, and it was the vision of the Father Amir to create a cultural hub in the region that talks about the history of Islam and its culture. The museum is the first project to be built under Qatar Museums out of four that was under operating and three upcoming ones. One of the reasons that the museum was the first to be built is because there were lots of interest from the world to know more about Islamic culture. It was a time that Islamic values were misinterpreted in the media. Having said that, MIA is not a political nor Islamic center. It is an art institution that presents Islamic culture values through the art and in an interactive, engaging method and program that target different age groups and audiences. The Islamic lands hold some of the most splendid artistic traditions worldwide. Islam originated from the Arabian Peninsula and spread rapidly to the east and west as a new faith expanded across the vast geographical region. It connected people from diverse ethnicities, religions, beliefs, and cultural practices that resulted in the cohesive culture that is still vibrant till today. Galleries invite the visitor to explore the formation and the spread of Islam, to learn about its religion, intellectual and cultural heritage, allowing the visitor to travel across the Islamic world, from the Mediterranean to the Southeast Asia, encouraging some of the Islam's greatest empires and exploring the vital role of a trade and exchange. The journey in the galleries starts with the founding principles of Islam, which is Al-Quran, the holy book, which is the divine words of God. In Islam, it provides the basic legal regulation by giving the instruction of the religious duties and practices. Then the visitor explore the religious life in Islamic world. The community of Muslims, the Ummah, share common belief that is based on the divine message of God revealed by the Prophet Muhammad, and they are the core religious practices, which are, we have the five pillars. These collective practices created a strong sense of unity. At the time, the material culture associated with the religious life reveals the vitality of the spiritual expansion of Muslim societies. The act of devotion has led to the development and improvement feature of Islamic art and architecture. For example, the mosque, the mihrab, the prayer niche, identifying the qibla and the prayer carpet and the minbar. The Museum of Islamic Art is more than just a museum. It's a civic institution with a diverse programs, lectures, and very active exhibition program. For example, one of our recent exhibitions was Syria Matters, Baghdad, Eye Delights, and currently we have Fashioning Empire that talks about silk and carpet production in Isfahan. And we aim for the visitors to explore about the cities that were center of learning, innovation, and the cosmopolitan cities. MIA is also, when I say MIA, I mean the Museum of Islamic Art. MIA is also an international institution. We have very active international program with loans and lectures from around the world. For example, we have some upcoming traveling exhibitions in Hong Kong and Korea, and we have some also in the past with
1 minute,
Canada. The museum is located in the center of Islamic land, and its mission to be a hub for cultural exchange, for dialogue, and a place of inspiration. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.